We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yomi Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Ayin Beis Hivtes says the Mechaber. But Makom She'ein Yayin Matzli, in a place where there is not a lot of wine to be found, what should one do to make kiddush? Yesh Omrim Shemekachin Al Sheichar Ushar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim V'Yesh Omrim She'ein Mekachin. There are some who hold that when there is no wine to be found, then one should make kiddush on either beer or any other liquid which is considered to be chamer medina, meaning it is the drink which one would normally drink when they are having guests or something of that nature. That liquid one will be allowed to make kiddush on as long as it is not water. And there are some who say that one should not make kiddush on chamer medina. The Mishnah Berurah says that therefore milk and oil would not be included in chamer medina since it is not what one normally drinks as a mashke. Thus, so far, it is clear from the Mechaber that the only time that Chamer Medina should be used for Kiddush is when there is no wine around. However, if there is wine in the neighborhood, then one should make Kiddush on wine and not on Chamer Medina. The Mechaber continues, Ula harash balayla lo yikadesh ala sheikhar el ala pas. Uba boker yoser tov lakadesh ala sheikhar shari yivarech alav shahakol kodem birkas hamotzi. Shem yivarech ala pas trila einkan shum shinoi v'divrei tam heim. The Rush holds that if there is no wine, then Friday night one should make Kiddush on Challah and not on Chamer Medina. And in the morning it is better to make Kiddush on Chamer Medina such as beer and not on Challah, because if one were to make Kiddush on Challah, since there are no real psukim which are required beforehand, all the psukim that we say beforehand of Vishamru and Zachoras Yom HaShabbos Akacho are not required, rather only the bracha of Boru Pri HaGafen is required. Over here, if you were to make Kiddush on Challah on Shabbos day, there would only be the bracha of Hamotzi, and it would not be clear that Kiddush was being made, since you were going to be making Hamotzi anyway on the Challah. When you make Hamotzi for Kiddush, it is not clear that it is being done for the purpose of Kiddush, and since there is no shinui, there is no difference between the hamotzi that you are making on the challah and the kiddush, it is unclear that kiddush is actually being made, so therefore it is better Shabbos day to make kiddush on Chamer Medina, whereas Friday night it is better to make kiddush on challah. The Ramah says, V'chein haminag pashut kedivrei harash. This is a minag that if there is no wine around Friday night, one makes kiddush on challah, and Shabbos morning one makes kiddush on Chamer Medina. The Ramah continues, V'im yayin ba'ir, if there is wine in the city, lo yakadesh al pas, you shouldn't make kiddush on bread. The Mishnah Berurah explains, it's in order to be choshish for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, holds that one is never supposed to make kiddush on the challah. If one is making kiddush on the challah, Mishnah Berurah explains that one should put their hands on the challah, just as one, when they make kiddush on wine, holds the cup, so too, if you're making kiddush on challah, you must hold the challahs. Getting back to the issue of Chamer Medina, it is clear from the Mishnah Berurah that if there is wine in the neighborhood, then one is not supposed to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Chamer Medina. They should make it specifically on wine. The Beir Halacha explains that even though from the Rambam it sounds like Chamer Medina is permissible to make Kiddush on, actually, it is permissible to use Chamer Medina even if there is wine in the neighborhood, the Beir Halacha explains the Rambam only permits this for Havdalah, but for Kiddush, the Rambam holds that one needs to use wine always. Chamer Medina would never be permissible. The only hint that we have towards the permissibility of using Chamer Medina, beer, scotch, something of that nature, on a Shabbos morning, even if there is wine around, is the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Lamed, who says that if you like scotch more than wine, it is Chaviv Lo Yayin Tsarev, then you can make Kiddush on it, even if there is wine around. It is unclear what the explanation of this Mishnah Berurah is. However, it would appear that one would have the right to rely on it. However, this is only true if one likes scotch more than wine. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that if one is going to make Kiddush on scotch, they must make sure that they follow all the rules that we have seen up until now for Kiddush, that the cup is able to hold Urevius. So you have to make Kiddush on scotch that is larger than a regular shot glass, and you have to remember that you have to drink at least a melo lugma. Continuing in the Ramah, umisha eino shosa yain mishum neder, one who does not drink wine because they took a neder not to drink wine, yachul akadesh alav, he's allowed to make kiddush on it, v'yishtu acherim hamasubim imo, and the other people will drink from it, even though he is not allowed to drink from it. V'imein acherim imo, if there is no one else there, what should he do in terms of kiddush, since he is not allowed to drink wine because he took such a neder? Yikadish ala pas v'lo ala yayin. He should make kiddush on challah and not on wine. O yishma kiddush me acherim, or go to hear kiddush from someone else.